Hello, Gretchen Gondek here in studio with Dr. Richard Steinbach, who is the new executive director of the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra. Hello, welcome, long time no see.
Thank you, Gretchen. It has been a while. It's been quite a year, yes?
It's been, in many ways, personally for me, a lost year because I just stopped doing pretty much everything,
yeah,
which is true for most people, but things did not stop at the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra office. You kept going.
We did. We made the bold decision to move forward with our season, and all of our wonderful donors and season subscribers stuck with us, and we were able to continue with our season. It started with our Christmas program, which turned out to be a really incredible success. That was exclusively on SESO Live, our new streaming app. And then that Christmas program, which was Holiday Jam with the Higg Brothers, was broadcast on KTIV. And the estimate is it reached about 13,000 people in 7 different countries. This is all possible with our new streaming app. It's really transformed us so that we can not only present these incredible live concerts in the beautiful Orpheum Theater, but we are able to expand from those four walls to really the in entire world, having our music accessible anywhere at any time. So it's been amazing.
Very exciting. Yeah.
And then we continued with 3 more live in-person concerts. And Ryan Haskins, our maestro, he did a wonderful job of focusing on certain sections of the orchestra. So we started in March with the symphonic strings. So just all strings. It was absolutely beautiful. And then in April, our last concert, beautiful concert titled Simple Gifts. And that featured, of course, the infamous Aaron Copland Appalachian Spring. But it was for the original 13 instruments. So we're using smaller ensembles. We were able to continue the season by using a smaller orchestra so that they could be spaced out. And everyone, both in the audience and on stage, could stay safe during this whole pandemic. But it really worked beautifully. And now we are at our season finale, which is Saturday, June 12th, coming up. And that is Glorious Brass. So it is going to be 20 players of the brass section and percussion sections of the orchestra. So it's going to be a lively fanfares, an absolutely glorious concert on June 12th. And one of the best parts, I guess the best news that I have for you is that we've taken a sort of bold step and opened this up to the entire community. Free tickets, complimentary tickets to the entire community for this final concert. We're hoping that it becomes a community event for people to gather. We are finally over the hump with this whole virus and pandemic. We still are encouraging people who have not been vaccinated to wear masks, but otherwise masks will be optional. We're opening up the theater, and tickets are absolutely free. They are reserved seats, so if you're interested in joining us, just give the symphony office a call. Trinette will set you up, 277-2111, or you can people can just go directly to our website, siouxcitysymphony.org, and just click tickets, and you can order your free complimentary tickets, reserve tickets online.
Well, that I'm speechless. That's just extremely generous and wonderful for the symphony to just open itself up. And I'm looking at your program here, Glorious Brass, and a real focus on Gabrielli And you know from your music history, the Venetian School.
Yes, we have this glorious music of Gabrielli for brass, and Ryan has scheduled three different works by him, the Canzone per Septimi, the Canzone per Sonar, but this beautiful Renaissance brass music. And then the third one is a setting, was arranged by Timothy Higgins, of this beautiful choral piece, O Magnum Mysterium. Just one of the most heartfelt choral pieces. And when you hear it with this warm kind of brass sound, I think it's going to be glorious.
Just historically, these were written to be formed in, was it St. Mark's Cathedral?
Yes, yeah, much of this music. And so many times both the instruments and, of course, the singers were in two different ensembles that would echo and chant back and forth. So that's very much a part of that early style, yes. And St. Mark's was... the perfect acoustics, if you've ever been to St. Mark's, for exactly that kind of music.
And Gabrielli was really the composer who crossed over into the Baroque.
Baroque period, yeah. Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be delightful music to start off the program on June 12th. And then the main piece on the program is Herbert Halfrek's Symphony for Brass and Timpani. So that's the largest piece on the program. It's three movements. First movement is Dona Nobis Pacem, followed by the Elegy, and then Jubilation as the last sort of fanfare movement. So it's an incredible work for brass and timpani. And as I said, that's kind of like the central sort of main course of the concert.
These arrangements sound amazing, and I'm glad you've included something by Percy Grainger and, of course, George Gershwin. That's very interesting.
Ryan featured a Percy Grainger piece on one of the earlier programs, on the string program, and here we have the Lincolnshire Posy, a very famous work, and it's essentially six folk songs that he set from one of his trips to Lincolnshire. So they're just delightful British folk songs. And again, this is all arranged for brass. And then to close the concert, we are going to close it with George Gershwin, the all-time American icon. This is an arrangement of Roger Harvey of I Got Rhythm, and it is a hot piece. It's just a delightful piece to end the program. So I think the whole program is a great way to end this season like no other, brass and percussion. And as I said, as a gift to the community, our supporters are offering free tickets to the entire community. It'd be best if people called in and reserved. You get better seats the sooner you call. We're hoping that, of course, we have tickets available at the door as well. But we really want to just bring the whole community together to celebrate music, to celebrate sort of the end of this pandemic year, and sort of, it's kind of a sigh of relief, isn't it?
It is, yes.
As soon as the vaccines came out, so, yeah.
And my thought was, if you're calling in to get a couple of free tickets for this fantastic, glorious brass concert, why not get your season tickets for next season? Because that's coming up, and I know that you're going to have a reveal at the concert that evening. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. Part two of this is that if you attend the June 12th concert, we are going to do our big season reveal for the 106th season. And I can't tell you the specifics of this next season, but it is big and it is amazing. We are going back full force. We have some major rock artists coming in, rock groups that are going to absolutely be a sellout. We're doing a major film feature. Many people out there probably have attended some of these films that are done with full orchestra, live full orchestra. We did Star Wars. We also did
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. And so they're really amazing. Plus classical concerts, our Christmas concert. So June 12th would be the opportunity to snag your season subscriptions. And people are really going to want to do this because, like I said, we have these major artists coming in, these big pop rock programs, ones coming in from Europe. And so you need a season ticket to make sure you have a seat because they are going to be sellout events.
Well, I think it's interesting. Ryan Haskins, the conductor, is not afraid to journey to new places. And I think in the past couple of years, we've seen some really interesting concerts that have brought in people we have never seen at the Orpheum Theater before. For example, the Queen concert.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And he has done such a tremendous job of programming music that appeals to a wide variety of people. We have a very diverse community here, and Ryan has done such a good job. It's all about just coming to listen to the music, getting away from the concept that a symphony orchestra is your grandmother's type of thing. It's not. It's everything. It's classical music. It's pop music. It's really an experience that once you're there, you'll be sure that you'll want to come back for more. So season tickets are going to be available. And I have another. Should we just keep going with this?
Well, let's just keep going.
The season reveal, we're going to have a party at the Warrior Hotel starting at 5 o'clock, pre-concert party. And that's when Ryan Haskins will reveal the entire new season. So if you come a little earlier, come to the Warrior, have a glass of champagne, have some hors d'oeuvres, and join us in the ballroom and the patio starting at 5 p.m. Ryan's actually going to announce the season at 5:30, so make sure you're there by 5:30. And just gather, it'd be great again to bring the community together. And we'll have the big reveal. And of course, as you said, they'll have the opportunity to snag their season subscriptions.
I already have mine.
That's great. Of course you do. You have been such a loyal supporter and volunteer and board member and very important to us.
Richard, and thank you.
It's people like you and so many people that really keep us going. It's a community effort.
Well, may I congratulate you, Richard, because clearly this is such a great fit for your skill level, for Ryan's skill level, and your the creative side of both of you, working together. So I anticipate a really wonderful season, but let's make sure people come to hear Glorious Brass at the Orpheum Theater on
June 12th. Yes. Yes, absolutely. See you there.
All right, Richard, good catching up with you, and we'll talk again when you're able to talk about the new season.
The new season, yes.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen.
I've been speaking with Dr. Richard Steinbach from the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra office, where he is executive director. And I'm Gretchen Gondek for Siouxland Public Media.